Habrishusay the Yavua Koyim. Luchuri still Brishusa Viha. The Rebbe says what? We checked him out here whether he's stays Cyrus or not. Then he said like this, if I'm a Godol, I'll be Bishul Atzmi. Habrishusa the Yavua Koyim. The Torah says like this, Yamai, Habrishusa the Yav Koyim. Means like this, Yafilu Hevi Godol, even if he would be a Godol, the Kasaka that I have in the Gemara is like this, the Godolani means, Hainu Godol Inyan Denidroi Nedim. The Torah says like this, that Rebbe says, up until the son is by mitzvah with two Cyrus, the father has the rule over his son, the father can make his naziris for his son. Now, this son said, don't check me out. If I'm still a katan, I'll be because of my father. And if I'm a godel, I'll do it because of myself. So the Havamina meaner is, what did he mean to say if he's a godel? He meant to say, if I'm a godel, means if I'm only 12 years old. That Namal, or kid, is 12 years old, he can start making his own nadarm already. That's the first time a son can make your own nadarm or your own naziris when you're 12 years old. Whether it's Mediraisa, whether it's Mederabonin, but that's the loch of Mufla Samach Liish. That when you become 12 years old, that's the first time you just start making your nether. So the Havamina was is, what Rabbi Chanina said is, that even if it's not because of my father, I'll do it because of myself right now. So even though I'm only 12 years old, I'll make my own Naziris right now. That's what he meant to say. So Kashrin, that doesn't come out good though. Because according to Rabbi Yossi, that says, that up until the son is mamish bar mitzvah. Well, according to Rebbe, that says that up until your son is mamish a gadol, until he's 13 with two Cyrus, the father has the shliter over him. The father can make naziris for son or not. So what does this kid mean to say in Chanina that if he's 12 years old, he'll do it by his own? He can't do it by his own. Because according to Rebbe, up until your mamish bar mitzvah with three Cyrus, your father has the shliter over you. As in the Havamina was here, all he meant to say is that if I'm a godel means if I'm 12 years old, that I could do it by my own din, I'll do it by myself. So this is the Gemara Sakasha, no. Habrishusav Yahuwa Koyim. He's still in the father's Rishusto, according to Rebbe. Because Rebbe says, up until by mitzvah, the father has the right over him. So was El, what he meant to say is like this, the Yomar. Ahabishvil Abba, Ahabishvil Atzmi, Enechanami. What he meant to say is just that not that I'll do it myself. But just meant to say, Ella, in kotanani sherishus of your love, hainu adavosh te sirus, enechnami. The Lashon Hamashma so much like this. Moses just tells us what Rabbi Chanina meant to say is like this. That if I'm not bar mitzvah yet, if I'm still a kotan mitzvah adin, then it's because of my father. But if I'm a godel means if I'm bar mitzvah already, if I take have shte sirus already, then I got to do it machmas atzmi. But it's not going to be told him by mitzvah, it's told him shtei sarit, that's the way it had to be checked out. Like, by mitzvah, Mr. Amli Zicha know how old he was. But that's not enough. He has to have two sarits, two hairs there. So he has to check out if he had two hairs or not. So that's what he meant to say. Don't have to bother checking me out. But if I don't have the two hairs, then I'll be because of my father. But if I do, then I'll be because of myself. So that was the mindset. That's what he says here. Elo El Dioma Ho Bishwal Abu Aho Bishwal Atsmi. Ei si stay Cyrus Mikora Koim Naziris Elay. If he already had stay Cyrus from before, so his father didn't mean anything, then he's doing it because of himself. Well, if so, it's Koim Naziris Yahua. And if the stay Cyrus first came later, then he's doing it because of his father. The question is, Ei si b'mitziyah mai. What's going to be the loch? He started Naziris now because of his father. And 20 days later, he gets his own Cyrus. So what's the halacha now? Does he have to finish off his father's nazirus or not? The father made him into a nazir 20 days before he got two Cyrus. And in the middle of the nazirus now he becomes a godly, he has two Cyrus. What's the halacha? V'yaisi b'mitzi yomai. So nichol rabbi yaisi b'yudu yomai chigilo anis nadarim. Then there's no problem.
Because our Tosis speaks out. Like, even on the tzad to say he is already 12 years old, like if the father started to make the neder before he was 12 years old.
So the father was mad him to be a nazir.
Even if you want to say in between he becomes 12 years old, but Rashi speaks out so what? That since like midi yirais of a goy, now this son cannot make his own naziris. It's only halacha that mutva samach liyish, that after he's 12 years old, then he makes his own naziris, we abide it, we see if it's good or not. But I call upon him when the father's naziris started before, then for sure it's not saisir, it does not go away, even though he became 12 years old. So was 12 years old still midrash like it's not his man to make his own nedarim? So he's still really under the shtut of the father. So the father first made him into a nazir, and then in between of his 30 days he became 12 years old, for sure would not stop, he could just continue finishing off those 30 days. But the question is, Ella the Rebbe, the Yama Achiyavi Shtei Sairos, Rebbe holds no, the Shailer is he, if he's a godel or not. Is he 13 with two Sairos? Then the father has no more shlitter over him. So, Michael Meima, what can you say then? In other words, in a case where the father was Makabel, made his son to be a Nazir, 20 days before he brought two Sairos. And then he brought his two Sairos. So, comes down the middle of the Nazirus now, like the father's shlitter goes off him. The father has no power over him. So, whoever the father's ned like falls away. So, what do we do in such a case like this? It's a shail if he is a Nazir. If he's not a Nazir, can he bring the Korbanos or not? The Gemara says, Anachnami, Amri, we're going to have to say the Rebbe, according to Rebbe, Lekka Takanto, there's no way out here in this doubt, Adiyoyev delay v'yosef yavuha, that we have to give him the time for himself and the time for his father. And Tosfos learns the Pshat is, where the Orach Mishnah's Girsa should be is, Pirish, Shetzorach, Sheyamten, Rebechanino, Samach Yoim. He has to wait now 60 days. After his father made the Nazirus for him, because he has to remain a Nazir for 60 days, and then first he could take a second and bring his Kabonis, because then Mamonashoch he's the 8th Nazirus. Either like the first 30 days he was a Nazir before he had Shtei Sairos, so then he's the 8th of the Nazirus because of his father, or else even if you want to say in between the first 30 days he brought his Shtei Sairos, that he was not a Nazir because of his father's Nazirus, but I call upon him, he was Makabla's own Nazirus. So if you wait 60 days, for sure, out of these 60, 30 days, was either because of his father, or either because of himself, therefore at the end of this, he could bring his own Kabbanis, he could be Mashlim his own Nazirus. Alright, we'll stop here.
You're holding that Lama Domin Aleph. The Mishnah says, Ish Megaleach al Naziras Oviv. There's a case that the son, the Loshnis, could take a haircut because of his father, which really means he could use his father's Kabbonis. We'll see in the Gemara that the father left over money, and the father did not need it for his Naziris, so then the son takes over, and the son could use it for his Naziris. So that's called the Ish Megaleach al Naziras Oviv, means that a son could bring the Kabbonis of his father's. But v'yeinu isha megaleches al naziras aviha. If a father was a nazir, and then she, the daughter, became a nazir, she cannot use the money that was set aside for her father's korbanos. And that's part of the halacha l'moshe m'sinai. We'll see in the Gemara. Even in a case where she would yarshin her father, even that case, still she can't use it. We'll see. Ketzad, what's the case talking about? Mi shehoya aviv nazir. The case where the father was first a nazir. And the father set aside money, and he said, Stam, this money should be set aside for my korbanos of my Naziris. He didn't say how much for which korban. That's called Stam. A general, he set aside the money generally for the Naziris. Umeis, and then the father died. Now v'yom maharani nazir al-manas. Shagaleach al-moyis abo. Now the son, after the father died, now the son first says he wants to become a Nazir, and he makes the condition, Amanas, Shagaleach al-Moyes Abba, that I want to become a Nazir, that I should be able to use the money that my father had set aside for his Kabbonis, I want to use that money for my Kabbonis. So Poshto Tanakama says, this is called the good case, this is called the case that a son, Kiri Megaleach, al-Naziras al-Moyes Oviv. And this the Mishnah says, Omer Rabbi Yehoshua Gracie says no. Hare Elo Yiplu L'Nadova. Rabbi Yossi says, no, this is not the case that the son could use his father's money, but in such a case, so postured in the way our Gerus in the Mishnah is, in such a case when the father died, the son was not a Nazir yet, so Rabbi Yossi holds, if so, when the father dies, his money now goes straight to L'Nadova. It's called Moyes Tumim, that we had before, the Allah L'Mashim Mishnah is, that the money goes over to Nadovas, to bring Oilus on the Mizbeach. So Rabbi Yossi holds Harei El Yipul Nadova, and Ein Zeh Megaleach on the Zeres Oviv. This is not the case that a son could use his father's money for his Nazirus. Because in such a case, when the father died, that the son was not a Nazir yet, the money goes on Nadova. But Rabbi Yossi holds a Zehu Shemegaleach on the Zeres Oviv, Where is the case that Rabbi Yossi holds that a son could use his father's money for his nazirus? Where is the case? Like this, Mishayu who the other of nazirim. Rabbi Yossi holds, we're talking about that they were both nazirim at the same time. The father was mekabel to be a nazir, and then right away, when the father's still alive, the son was mekabel to become a nazir. So both of them were nazirim. Now the hifrish aviv mayistumim l'nazirosov. Now the father sets aside money stam, general money. He doesn't say clearly how much for which carbon. Just this money for me by should be for my kabbonis nazirosov. So the locher is umeis. Now if the father dies, since the son is already a nazir, and he made it tonight the son that he only wants to become a nazir if he could use his father's money. So this is the case that Rabbi Yossi holds. This is the case that the son could use his father's money. That's the way we have the girs over here. So the kitzur, the Tanakama holds that it's only if when the father died, the son was not a nazir yet. The son first became a nazir after the father died. That's when the son could use his father's money. And Rabbi Yossi says just the opposite. That if the father died first and then the son became a nazir, that money goes straight to the nedava. Where is the case that the son could use his father's money? Rabbi Yossi holds, if first they were both nazirim. So the son was a nazir when the father was still alive, when he was a nazir. Then if the father dies, then we say that money could go for his own kabbonis. So that's the machlokes of Rabbi Yossi and Tanakam and our Mishnah. So where else like this? My timer, what's the reason? So first of all, the shalu is my timer. How come an isha, like Rav Tosfos in the bottom, an isha medaleach al moyes aviyah? How come a daughter cannot use a father's money for kabbonis? Why not? My timer. So Mora says, Amar Rabbi Yechinon halachi benozir. That's part of the halacha l'mashim misinai. That's halacha that only a son could use it, and not the daughter. Read Gemara Pshita. Like, what do we have to have halacha l'mashim misinai for? Pshita, a daughter cannot use her father's money. Because Maila Meimru, the Ben Yerush Esoviv, Vaslai, like Pshita. When the father dies, who yashes the father? The sons. The daughters get nothing with the Raisa. Says, so Pshita, the daughter cannot use her father's money for a kavonis. Because it doesn't go to her, it goes over to the son. So her Pshita, that the daughter cannot, like, use her father's money for a kavonis. Sumer says, yes, loy tzuricha de leslei el abas. I tell you, the chiddushes we're talking about where the father only has a daughter. In such a case, mild detainer, yorshin demira law, I would have thought this said that the halacha of our Mishnah, why a son could use his father's money, is totally in Yerusha, since the son yashins his father, therefore he could use his father's money. So the same thing should apply when they only have a daughter, if the father only has a daughter. So when the father dies, that the daughter yashins the father's money. I would have thought to say now the daughter could use that money for kabbonis.